Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, Dr. Berg here. In this video, I want to share with you how to handle excess urination at night, okay? So let me give you a little background first. There's two conditions I'm going to talk about. One is diabetes insipidus, which is a type of diabetes which blocks a certain hormone, okay, which causes you to dump all your fluids. So this type of diabetes is a person that's craving a lot of cold water, like ice water. They're just dumping tons of water, they're craving it, and it's going right through. So they're peeing a tremendous amount, okay? That's the two big symptoms with this condition right here. Because that condition blocks a hormone that is controlling the retention of urine or fluid in your body. So there's a hormone called antidiuretic hormone that's supposed to hold the water, and this condition blocks that hormone, so you dump all the fluid, okay? Thus the relationship between diabetes and urination, okay? There's another condition called diabetes mellitus, different situation. That's a high sugar in the blood, okay? So high sugar in the blood, what happens, it spills over into the kidney and into your urine. And wherever the sugar goes, the water goes. So water follows sugar, okay? So you're gonna pee more with this because you're gonna have more sugar in the urine, okay? Same thing with if you're not a diabetic, whatever, and you actually crave sugar and you eat sugar, you're gonna hold a lot of fluid. It's water retention. So just realize that wherever the sugar goes, the water will go too, okay? Now, there's a whole bunch of pre-diabetic states. So I'm not saying that this is just for diabetics. There is a gradient scale from hardcore diabetes all the way over here to a pre-diabetic situation. So it happens one step at a time. So many people have pre-diabetes and they don't even know it. And it happens gradually over time. So there's a condition called insulin resistance. That's a pre-diabetic state. And that's just the problem with insulin. That person's going to eventually turn into a diabetic. So there's an insulin issue as well. So they're going to tend to have a problem with fluids in general. And I found that if you can correct that pre-diabetic situation, you can greatly help someone's urination problem at night, okay? So even the derivation of the word diabetes comes from the word that describes urine passing out through a siphon or a tube. So it's basically, the word even comes from too much urination just coming out of your body, which is interesting. Okay, there are six things you need to do. Number one, cut out the sugar. So you have to start reading labels, read the labels, and if it has even 1 gram of sugar, try to get it to 0 grams of sugar or less than 1 gram. That includes cutting out the fruits, the juices, the alcohol, the hidden sugars in the grains, like the breads, pasta, cereal, crackers. You need to cut that out, okay? Why? Because that's gonna aggravate the problem with insulin, okay? So just start cutting it out, all right? So then number two, no snacking between meals. Why? Because even if they're healthy, snacking does increase insulin. What we wanna do is we wanna lower the insulin. Okay, because people with pre-diabetic have a resting insulin of 5 to 7 times greater than a normal person. Okay, no snacking. So if you're not snacking and you're hungry, you want to jump out to number four, which is more fat. So you want to add more fat with the meal. Fat is the only thing that will not trigger insulin too much. So it kind of keeps insulin down. So you can have brie cheese. You can have peanut butter, avocado, olives, coconut oil, some type of fatty, healthy fatty thing that will actually allow you to go longer. Because if you try to do this on a low fat diet, you're going to be craving stuff. You're going to be so hungry, you're going to need a snack. Okay? Less meals. So if you're not hungry in the morning, skip it. Skip the meal and just do 2 meals. One at 12 and one at 6 o'clock. Okay? And then you just add more fat to adjust that. All right? Next one, five, more potassium foods. That would be more large vegetables, okay? We want big salads. You can eat the meat with the salad. You can have a shake with blended, like a kale shake if you want. I have videos on that, but we need more potassium. Why? Because potassium decreases the need for insulin, all right? And then lastly, more B vitamins. B vitamins also decrease the need for insulin. So actually, these two are really important. Don't get the synthetic version. Get some non-fortified nutritional yeast from the health food store, okay? Or Amazon.com. Make sure it's non-fortified. Take a tablespoon of nutritional yeast. It's going to be very, very important to do this. So number one, cut out the sugar. No snacks between meals. Less meals, like two meals, maybe three, but no snacks in between. More fat with the meal. More potassium foods, vegetables, avocados, more B vitamins, okay, from nutritional yeast. If the average diabetic or pre-diabetic did these things right here, you would see huge changes. These are the most important things. And you just need to try this for like 2 weeks and prove it to yourself that it'll work. Because if you're not getting up at night urinating, just think about what your sleep is going to be like, okay, and your energy is going to be like. Getting up every hour on the hour is a nightmare. And I will guarantee that the people that have urination problems at night, I've seen this so much, I can guarantee that you're gonna see a 1-1 relationship. They have a blood sugar issue. They're always doing something. They're eating a little bit too much sugar, doing too much alcohol, snacking, grazing at night, having too many meals. The meals are too big. Sometimes they're doing low fat. They're not doing enough vegetables. Okay, so I hope that helped, and I will see you in the next video. Well, it's that time of the year where we actually are doing our keto challenge. Last year, it was very, very successful. And the question is, what is a keto challenge? Well, every single day for about a month of daily audio tips, insights, motivation, and just my guidance, walking you through exactly how to do this. So that way you can either get back on track or start fresh and get on your keto and intermittent fasting plan so you can be a success story. And on top of that, there'll be 5 lucky people that will get a $100 gift certificate to shop on my cart to get their various keto supplements, whether it's electrolytes or B vitamins or whatever. So I want to challenge you by signing up for these free tips every single day for 1 month. Right now, we have over 5,000 success stories. Okay, these are real amazing success stories. I want you to be a success story. So click the link down below, get set up to start receiving my daily email tips. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.